rest of the story. It happened one September, almost five centuries before the birth of Christ, in the city of Athens, the cultural center of Greek civilization. A flurry of excitement, a messenger running, approached from the northeast. He is shouting, "Victory! Victory!" And this is the news the Athenians had been waiting for. They pour out into the streets, cheering. In moments, the mob is so great that nobody notices the messenger has fallen from their midst, that he has fallen dead in the avenue. Having run more than 20 miles without stopping, his heart has burst. And the words that could not wait to be spoken, the message he bore, the news worth dying for, is the rest of the story. Greece had been invaded by Iran. They called it Persia back then. This was no mere muscle flexing on Persia's part. The Persians wanted Greece. They wanted all of it, and so they prepared for what was to be a pivotal conflict. The two armies were now more than 20 miles northeast of Athens, 20,000 invading Persians, fewer than 10,000 defending Greeks. With reinforcements due from Sparta, the Greeks had hoped to delay the fighting. Then it was learned that even more Persian troops were on the way, a separate naval expedition against Athens itself. So, the Greek general Callicomus called it now or never. His army is outnumbered more than 2-1. His army would attack before the odds against them increased. He knew that the Persians were excellent archers, better long-range warriors, but the Greeks, whose strength lay in their spears, were more efficient fighters at close range. Therefore, the Greeks moved in quickly, moved in close, because they knew in close was their one chance of winning, and they did win. The Greeks killed 6,400 Persians, driving the rest of the would-be conquerors back to their ships. General Callicomus lost his own life in the battle, but his country was spared, and his army was now free to defend Athens should the Persians later attack there. And it was declared that the people of Athens must learn this good news as soon as possible. And that's how it is that a messenger was dispatched from the front, the fastest runner in the Greek army. His name was Pheidippides. You already know what happened to him. He ran more than 20 miles across the great wide plain, through the countryside, on through the streets of Athens, where he shouted the tidings of triumph and fell dead. He had passed from among his countrymen in a blur of exhaustion and exhilaration and a paroxysm of joy. The victory of the Greeks over the Persians is relegated to the fine print in ancient history. The name of the swift messenger has fallen into obscurity. But today we pay unwitting tribute to what he did, to that first long run, to that first long run in an endless succession of long runs. For as Pheidippides took those last long strides through the avenues of Athens, he shouted the name of the great wide plain to the northeast, the name of the battlefield where the Greeks had reestablished their freedom, the plain of Marathon. Now you know the rest of the story.